I'm going to ask a friend of mine from Love, Inc. to come up here. His name is Kyle Metzger. Many of you know him because many of you volunteer at Love, and many of you have worked with him over the years, whether it's at HU or Pathfinders. He's a face in the community that many people know, and so we're glad to have him here today to talk about some of the things that some of the programs offered through Love, Inc. and how we can help them. And I just want to say that that as an elder team, we have identified Love, Inc. as a strategic partner in our community. If we are going to help someone financially, whether it's through helping with their utilities or whether we help providing food, we do it through them. They're kind of our clearinghouse for funds, and they do an amazing job of getting the funds to people and helping people. And so it's not unusual for Kyle and I to be in conversation about a need in our community. So I really couldn't say enough good things about him. So just everything good that you're thinking right now, just go ahead and it's on him. And but I don't want to take up any more of his time, so please, Kyle, share with us.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Thank you all for giving me the space up here to talk. I guess none of you probably had much of a choice in it, but I'm here now. So anyway, my name is Kyle Metzger, and I'm with Love, Inc. If you don't know where that is, it's right down on the corner of Byron and Washington Street. I'm the ministry coordinator down there. The mission of Love, Inc. is to mobilize local churches to transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. Basically, kind of a fancy way of saying that we help churches serve the community. The county of Huntington has over 100 churches. That's a lot. Churches don't always, and this is, you know, not anyone's fault necessarily, but churches just don't always communicate well together about what's going on or what kind of services or ministries they're doing. So Love, Inc. exists to help the churches serve the community in an efficient and powerful way. Some examples of how that is happening, especially specifically through the well, is that there are several faces in here. I already knew coming in that there were a lot, and I was reminded as I was sitting here how many of you actually volunteer. I'm with Love, Inc. Actually, I wasn't gonna do this, but I'm gonna have anybody who volunteers or has volunteered for Love, Inc. Can you just raise your hand? Yeah, there's a lot of you, I greatly appreciate it. And I have a list on a whiteboard in my office that. Has the churches I wanted to be in front of to talk to about what's going on. And the well has been at the top of my list. I don't know why it took me so long to get here, but I'm really glad that I'm here, again, especially because there's so many of you. I'm going to do a quick overview of some of the things that are going on at Love, Inc., and then focus a little bit more on one of our specific ministries. So at Love, Inc., we have the community food pantry. We serve about 415 families a month that come in and get food. And families can only come in twice per month. And most of those 415 families that are coming in are only coming in about once a month. So you can see how many families there are in need of food in this community. So ways that churches get involved with that is volunteering. People working the front reception desk, doing intakes, helping stock shelves in the food pantry. And there's faces in here that do every single one of those things that I just said. And we're always in need of more volunteers. We have 4 staff at Love, Inc., and we have over 200 active volunteers. So we completely run on volunteers. We are not a staff-run organization. The staff are generally there just to help kind of facilitate the actual good work that the volunteers are doing. So we also have, for the food pantry, we also are in need of food donations or financial donations to keep those shelves stocked. I will say that summer is our lowest time of donations. We do get a lot more produce and things like that, and we welcome that. It doesn't even last usually a day in our food pantry. But our big times of pantry donations is actually all in the fall when everybody's in the giving mood in the holiday season, which is great. But we are always in need of that in the summer. So that's one way that churches can get involved. Another ministry that we have is called Covered with Love, and that is our clothing ministry. So we get so many donations of clothing, so we have to sort through all of that. And then it's available. Families can get vouchers for clothing twice a year, so they can come in and actually shop. We don't just hand them clothing; they actually come in and shop for what they need. But it's also a very low-cost thrift store that's open to the community. So we have quite a bit of foot traffic back there, and we're always in need of volunteers to sort and fold and then run cash register, help people shop, all that sort of thing. So we have a couple of what we call gap ministries as well. And the well has been very involved. You may not know that, but has been very involved in both of our gap ministries. So at Christmas time, we have a shop. Families can actually come in and shop for toys for their kids. And they pay $5 per child, but then get, so they have sort of an investment into that, because most people don't want a handout. They don't want something just to be given to them. But they may not have the means to actually provide the Christmas that they want for their kids. So you all have done toy drives in the past, and we use that. And we also have volunteers who help run our shop and who help sort toys and all that sort of thing. And then this past Christmas, there was a group of you all who came and helped us move the entire store from St. Peter's Church to the garage at Love Inc., and we did it in record time. It took us about 45 minutes, and it was absolutely amazing, and I had to do less work, so it was even better. So that's one way that the Well has been involved there. We also have our back-to-school ministry. You probably saw the slides that were up, and that's coming up here pretty soon. And again, several ways. Kelly Hippensteel is our coordinator for that program, and this is her third year doing it, and she is absolutely amazing, and she was a godsend to be helping out with that. And we have a group that filled in one of our time slots from the Well to help people shop and help, because we have quite a few people coming in through the shop. It's the July 28th and 29th, and so there's a group from this church community that's coming to help with that, and that's amazing. We're always in need of clothing donations for the back-to-school ministry. Kids, again, it's a shopping experience. They actually get to come in and shop, and they get three new shirts, pants, underwear, and a backpack to get them started off on the right foot for school. So I always say that, I'm not asking the Well to come serve Love Inc. It's not what it is. We see ourselves at Love Inc. as a means for you to serve the community. We just exist so that we can make it as easy as possible for you to be Christ's light in this community. Our other ministry, this is the last one I'm going to talk about, is actually one that I personally coordinate. It's most of my job at Love Inc. It's called Loving Neighbors. And Loving Neighbors was created because for years, Love Inc. has been in the sort of in the financial assistance business. We've been helping people, with whether it's, like Josh said, whether it's utilities, rent, whatever. For years, we'd been doing that. And we realized that people, giving them direct financial assistance and just kind of giving it to them without any kind of guidance or conversation or hearing their story or anything like that, it wasn't actually really helping. We were just causing people to be more or less dependent on us for that financial assistance. It's not that we were necessarily doing anything with ill intention, but we just realized that if we weren't actually going to come around people and help kind of get at the root of what's going on and also just provide them with a relationship, that we actually were not improving their situation at all. So this was started about exactly three years ago, actually. And what we do now is when someone comes to us with any sort of financial need, or they can actually just specifically request to be in Loving Neighbors, what we do is we provide them with a volunteer advocate who will walk alongside them, who will meet with them, who will hear their story, who will get to know them, and just become their friend. And so they may need help with job searching. They may need help with just motivation to get things done around the house. They may need help. They may have never learned how to budget. They may have no idea how to balance their checkbook. And we can provide people who can help with that. And then a lot of times, and this applies to all of us, or maybe at least applies to me, but I think it probably applies to some of you too, that we all kind of know what we need to do in our lives, whether it's budgeting, whether it's, spending wisely, making good decisions. We generally all know, but if we're kind of left to our own vices, we often won't make the right decisions. But if we have people in our lives who help keep us accountable, and not even, bringing down the gavel and trying to tell us exactly what to do, but just being there and having conversation, we often do better when we're in community with people. So that's what we're trying to provide to this community. So I'm here to ask for a couple things. If this sounds like a ministry that you are interested in, I would love to talk to you more about how you can get involved. It's a very low commitment. It's about once a week or once every other week for maybe an hour or two to meet with somebody. And it's my job to match you up with someone who is an appropriate match for you. I generally try to do someone who's in somewhat of a similar life situation as you. It's not going to be just some random match with somebody. And like I said, you can really kind of make your own schedule with it. I know a lot of times what bars people from being able to volunteer is that you just don't have the time, you know, whether it's work or, you know, kids, you just don't have the time to put into it. But there's a lot of people who want to still get involved in their community and want to somehow get kind of past that barrier. This is a pretty good opportunity because, you know, a lot of people meet in the evening, they might meet in the morning, they might meet at lunch. You can really make your own schedule. It's not like, you know, it's not like a classroom-based thing. It's completely relationship-based. We are definitely in need of more advocates. We are at capacity right now, which is awesome. It's a very, very good problem to have. But I am in need of more folks who want to just, there's no special qualification. You don't need to be a budgeting expert. You don't need to be, a job coach or anything like that. What I see myself as is, I've made myself pretty aware of the resources that are available in town. So to my advocates, if they have questions, if they don't quite know where to turn next with their neighbor, they can come to me and I can help guide them along in that process. I try to be pretty active with the advocates to help them do as best of a job they can. So don't be intimidated if you aren't fully aware of everything going on in the community, because that I will. We have a bit of a training process too, to make sure that you're well prepared to participate in that. Also, if this sounds like something that you could benefit from, if you would like somebody to talk with and meet with and work with you, that'd be awesome as well. And you can talk to me about that too. And you know, so talk to friends, prayerfully consider if this sounds like something that you are interested in. I'm going to put a couple people on the spot because Josh and Joanne were advocates and Jay Ballard is an advocate. So you do have some participation in this church community. So if you want some more stories of what that kind of looks like, again, putting you on the spot, but you know, you just didn't know what you were signing up for when you joined in. But I'm sure they would be happy to talk to you about their experience in that. You know, we just want to get people in this community connected, and I know that is the desire of the Well. And through all my conversations with Josh. So I would just really ask you to consider if you want to kind of take the next level step and get to know some folks in your community and make some pretty big changes. So any, you know, overarching message here is if you want to get more involved in the community, whether it's through Loving Neighbors, whether it's through one of our GAP ministries, whether it's through the food pantry, clothing store, you know, we're here. I'm going to be in the Welcome Center after service, and I have some cards with my number and my email address if you want to talk with me further. I'd love to just grab some coffee, and I know I just kind of gave you a brief overview of everything that we do, and it does get a little bit more detailed. So if you are interested at all, just hit me up, and I'd love to get together with you and talk a little bit more about it.
Right. Well, I'd like to pray for Kyle and for Love Inc. as they continue to do ministry in the community, and I'd just like for you to enter with me in that prayerful moment, and maybe the Holy Spirit's talking to you about how you maybe need to be a part of Love Inc. and serve our community. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for Kyle. Thank you for all of the staff members and the volunteers at Love Inc. and their just desire to mobilize the church and just give so many people the opportunity to just simply do what you have commanded us to do, and that's to do these things for the least of these, those people who cannot do for themselves. And Lord, that is your ethic, that is your teaching. It's not some human idea. It's your call upon us as followers of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I just pray your blessing upon Love Inc. I pray your blessing upon our community of Huntington, that we may experience revival through the coordination of our churches, but most importantly, through the lifting of your name on high, the name above all names, and that we would partner together with like-minded gospel living people and become the men and women that you're calling us to be. Once again, we pray for Kyle. We pray for the programs that they're putting together, but we most importantly pray for those who will volunteer, those who you're nudging right now, that they would follow through and be obedient to your spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.